Ukraine suspends SBU cyber chief Ilya Vituk. Multi-party approval comes to Google Workspace. A hacker dumps the personal data of most Salvadorans. And Ukrainian hackers wipe a Russian cloud provider. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 10th of April, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Greynoise. In today's top story, Ukraine has suspended Ilya Vituk, the head of the SBU's cyber division. Officials say they've reassigned Vituk to a unit on the front while they investigate claims of corruption. Journalists from local news outlet Svitsto claim that Vituk and his wife recently bought expensive real estate despite not having the financial means to do so. Svitsto reporters also claim they were harassed by SBU staff after publishing their article. Ukrainian hackers have wiped the servers of Russian web hosting provider OwenCloud. Ukrainian media claims the hack was the work of Ukrainian hacktivist group Blackjack and the SBU's cyber department. Government sources say the attack wiped more than 400 of the company's servers. OwenCloud claims it has more than 10,000 Russian customers. This includes the biggest companies in Russia's oil and telco sectors. The personal information about nearly all of El Salvador has been stolen and posted online. The leak includes the personal data and photos of more than 5 million Salvadorans. The data covers roughly 80% of the country's population. The hacker claims to have released the data for free after trying and failing to sell it since August. Security firm SockRadar has found an Azure server that leaked Microsoft staff credentials. The server leaked passwords, keys, and source code that could have allowed attackers to pivot to other internal systems. SockRadar notified Microsoft in February, but the company took a month to secure the server. A hacktivist group named Anonymous for Justice claims to have breached the Israeli Justice Ministry. The group claims to have stolen 300 gigabytes of files from the ministry's systems and leaked some of the files online. Israeli officials are investigating but have not confirmed the breach. A threat actor has breached and leaked the personal information of more than 7.5 million customers of Indian electronics vendor Boat. The company is investigating the incident, but several customers have confirmed the authenticity of the leaked data. Leaked information includes names, home addresses, emails, and phone numbers. Boat is India's largest maker of audio products and smartwatches. Google has added a new feature named Multi-Party Approval to its Workspace Enterprise platform. The new feature will be available to organizations that have multiple Workspace super admin accounts. It allows companies to require multiple administrators to approve changes to the Workspace environment. The feature is intended to counter admin account hacks. Multi-party approval will be required when changing sensitive features such as MFA, account recovery steps, and login and session controls. Google launched its Find My Device service in the US and Canada. The service uses crowdsourced data from over a billion Android devices to find misplaced or stolen devices. The new Find My Device service can also find Bluetooth tracker tags, similar to Apple's AirTags. Initial support is included for Chipolo and Pebble Bee tracker tags. Google is working on a new Android OS feature named Private Space. The new feature works by creating separate profiles where users can install and hide sensitive apps. Private Space is scheduled to ship with Android 15 later this year. Two US lawmakers have unveiled a comprehensive data privacy bill for the American market. Named the American Privacy Rights Act, the bill introduces rules for how tech companies should handle the data of US consumers. The bill eliminates the patchwork of state laws and puts forward a GDPR-like system for the US. The chairs of committees on energy and commerce in both the House and Senate are sponsoring the new bill. Senator Ron Wyden has introduced a new bill that would ban the government from using proprietary software that is not interoperable with its competitors. The bill is designed to prevent the US government from getting locked into expensive and insecure walled gardens. The senator says he crafted the legislation in the aftermath of a long list of Microsoft hacks that exposed US government data. The new bill is named the Secure and Interoperable Government Collaboration Technology Act. What a mouthful. US law enforcement appears to have seized anonymous tech-sharing website PasteHub. The site was previously integrated with the Breach underground hacking forums. It allowed threat actors to exchange anonymous messages and share hacked data. Officials seized PasteHub more than a year after they seized the Breach forums in March 2023. A threat actor named Ruby Carp has operated multiple botnets without being discovered for almost a decade. The group's botnets have engaged in phishing delivery, crypto mining, and DDoS attacks. Ruby Carp has built and run botnets such as Aradan, Cartier, and Juice. Cloud security firm Sysdig believes the group operates out of Romania. A new APT group named Stari Adax is targeting human rights defenders in the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, a disputed territory in Western Sahara. The group's first operations took place this year and used Android and Windows malware. The most sophisticated of the two was the Android Strain, a novel malware family named Flex Starling. VU Sec researchers have discovered a new variation of the old Spectre side channel attack. The new attack is named Native Branch History Injection and impacts Intel CPUs. Academics say the attack can bypass all currently deployed Intel mitigations and leak data from CPU memory. And finally, the Pinpoint Search Group says cybersecurity firms have raised $2.3 billion in funding in the first quarter of the year. 42% of this comprised seed funding for new companies. The numbers are still low compared to the all-time peak of 2021, when security firms were raising over $4 billion each quarter. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Grey Noise. Find them at greynoise.io. Thanks for your company.